Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It's an improvised ongoing musical, roughly based kind of sort of on the Marvel Extended Universe.
Do you need to know anything? No. Do we know anything? Barely.
We don't really remember what we did a month ago.
There were some ducks, and I have a note here that says, crack, crack, boom, which I said to Zach, I guess we could make that anything.
We could make it the title.
We could make it the title. This week's episode, Marvel Cinematic Universe
presents Crack, Crack, Boom. Not to be confused with Jonathan Larson's Tick, 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 Boom.
I feel bad that you feel bad about me feeling bad about you feeling bad about what I said.
Should I have been farther by now?
My best friend Spider-Man's turning 30 today.
I'm 30 years old and I'm Spider-Man, and Mary Jane is over there in a green, green dress and wow. But I'm like, I haven't done what Thor's done. I'm not big and green like the Hulk. I don't do magic like Doctor Strange. But after 30 years, I feel like something has got to change. Often I swing through the sky to escape a conversation. It's easier than to try. So me and Mary Jane are in couples therapy.
I just sometimes feel like he is swinging right past me.
And honestly, I am. I'm just not wanting to get her all wrapped up in my life, which means I'm holding her at a distance, which is causing a strife. And now
I feel bad if I thought that what you
swing, 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 swing.
Able to share a feeling.
Able to shoot this sticky string.
I'm hearing a lot of good ownership. This is a beautiful place to start. I'm hearing a lot of statements of things that you're owning. And I want to say Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Can I call you Spider-Man? Or
no, please call me Spider-Man.
I want to say Spider-Man.
In fact, you shouldn't know anything else to call me by.
I don't know. And I guess I was hoping that you'd tell me who you... That's okay. You don't have to. I'm not here to put anything on you. I just want to say this is a great place
to
start.
You want to know my identity?
Yeah, but that's sort of... I don't need to know your identity.
Do you, though? Sometimes I worry that, like...
Well, and this is how I feel. This is like, I'm one of the only people who does know his identity, and it's sort of a lot of pressure on me.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage you, Mary Jane, to use I statements whenever possible. I feel like I was. You were. I just want to keep encouraging it. Okay, great.
If you say me, is it still an I statement?
It is,
I feel like at its core, you're talking about yourself.
I just want to make sure that you don't assume by using we statements or you statements. Like, she means she doesn't want me to be like, we've been having trouble. She wants me to be like, I've been having a hard time.
We have been having trouble, though.
I know that.
Right.
And I'm just saying she wants us to come with from a place of personal
and
ownership.
And not sort of assuming True. That we know where the other one is coming
That's
from.
That's right.
I feel like we're going to be good at therapy.
I feel like
we're going to defeat therapy.
See, and this is what I'm dealing with, is that everything's a villain.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man here is to kick therapy's ass. There's a problem, and I'll solve it. And then the problem will never come back. And that's how you deal with problems.
Oh boy.
There's a solution and an answer if you're fast enough to act. And that's how you deal with problems. Because any trouble is just like a villain if you punch it in the face or send it to jail. That's how you deal with problems.
All right. Well, Spider-Man, will those webs clean off of my walls? Please be careful of the bookshelf. It's expertly designed. I am not a villain. I don't have a plan.
Of course.
Just here to help a wife married to one Spider-Man.
One of many Spider-Men.
Right, the one in this universe.
Right.
In this time and place.
Just find the distance and punch the distance, and that's how you deal with problems. And then, of course, there is science. Have I touched him on how very much I love to do the science?
He really loves science. Some would say it's his first love. Some would say I'm always in search of making him love me like an experiment.
How do you deal with problems?
Father's dinner party.
Okay, well, in my defense, a guy made of sand was destroying the subway.
You can't punch the way it made me feel when you corrected me when I was just trying to give feedback.
Well, I hadn't got a lot of sleep from dealing with a guy who's literally named the Shocker. Like, that is what he goes by. He's just a guy in a yellow suit, and this motherfucker calls himself the Shocker.
You can't punch your way out of this.
How
you can't
do you
punch your way out of this.
Problems.
You can't punch your way out of this.
stop dealing with problems like a villain that I can punch or swing by or tie up in a big sticky mess and leave for the cops to find later.
That's what I would say. Yes. Mm. And that's what I would say also.
We're good at therapy. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I am good at therapy.
Yeah.
And I think you're also good at therapy.
Thank you.
Can you do an I statement about the other person?
No.
You can, I guess, say your thoughts on them.
You could say things like, when Mary Jane is short with me about the shocker, it makes me feel like she doesn't understand the stress in my job.
When Mary Jane didn't want to talk about the shocker because she was, well, see, now I'm thinking, I'm trying to put words in your head.
My head?
No.
My head.
Yes.
Okay.
About,
yes,
I don't
try
know
not to
where you were in that conversation,
feelings.
Right? All I knew was that in that moment.
That's why I want you to just focus on how it made you feel when she was short.
I think what I needed was someone to reflect back to me how absurd it was that that was the name that the shocker chose to give themselves.
That's all you needed? You just wanted Mary Jane to say, yeah, weird name?
Well, because I wanted to laugh a lot because I saw these little like 13-year-olds were giving him a very specific hand gesture. And it was a sex thing. And I thought that was very funny. And Mary Jane seemed annoyed. Well, sorry. I thought Mary Jane was annoyed.
I was annoyed. Well, what he's not telling you is that this was at 2:30 a.m. He woke me from a dead sleep.
I did wake up laughing.
And no, you came in at 2:30 a.m.
I did.
And you woke me with your laughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's a pretty... do you see that the long path he just walked on to tell you that, like, that's not that big of an issue in our marriage that I didn't laugh at 2:30 in the morning? Like, do you think that's that big of a deal?
No.
So this is my issue, you know, like, that's not that big of a deal. I do want you to come to this with a little bit more meat. Not just, yes, we can laugh about the one in the pink, one
okay,
in the stink.
Okay.
Ha. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha.
Like, and that's what he calls himself.
Yes, no,
it's like he doesn't even know.
I think a lot of this comes back to the fact that I feel like Spider-Man was sort of like, he hasn't grown up. I feel like he's frozen at the age He's frozen at the age he became Spider-Man because that's when like the weight of the world was put on him. So I'm like, I'm about to turn 30, but I'm still married to like a 15-year-old. Do you know?
Are you asking me?
I think I was just kind of asking the world.
Oh, wow. It's just, I haven't had a lot of time to develop myself as a person because I've been so busy stopping like buildings from falling down and trains from like catching on fire and stuff. It's like, when do you grow as a person when you have to keep being this other person who sort of comes into the world fully formed, you know?
The things he still laughs at, and his little habits. At first they were cute and fun, but now I kinda can't stand it. He won't let me invest for retirement. He just says, yawn, that's boring. There's so many things that are piling up that he just keeps ignoring. He's like, hey, let's just laugh. Day 15, but can the other guy mature along with me? I want him to wear a nice sweater sometimes when we have dinner with my mom. But instead he's like, I got this shirt with a joke about physics, and it's the only thing I got on. He's like, hey, hey, let's just laugh, have a Mountain Dew or some Easy Mac. Let's laugh it away. Can't have a spider boy. I need a spider man, not a boy, not a spider boy.
Let's just have a Mountain Dew, an Easy Mac, but that isn't enough. I feel like no one is appreciating the physics joke on the shirt, though. Because it was a good one. Just hold on. Hold on, though. Let me see if I can remember what it was. It was... It said, an object in motion stays in motion. And there's a picture of it. And it's and it's a man holding a remote up to the television. And it's funny because, like, that's the object in motion that he keeps watching TV.
Yeah.
I got on WootTees.com. You know about WootTees.com? They have a new t-shirt every week for $10. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm doing exactly the thing that you asked me not to do. Because here's the thing, there are other deals on Woot.com for like housewares and stuff, and those aren't as interesting to me. And I know that you want me to be interested in like the deal on the immersion blender that's there.
I just think we can make a lot of good soups.
And I'm sure that you're right, but like, I'm coming home from fighting a fucking lizard guy. Brian, hey, Brian, no. Brian.
Punch, punch, punch,
yeah,
punch.
Yeah, no, I fucking know who you are, dude. Brian, this is therapy. I can't do this right now.
I'm here to take over your session.
Okay, doctor, this is Lizard Brian.
Yes, it is I, Lizard Brian.
Lizard Brian straight up sucks.
And I am here because I think I have unresolved issues with my mother.
You need to get your own therapy session, Lizard Brian.
No, I don't want to. She's not covered by my insurance, so I'm stealing your session so that I can have her quality care, even though she's out of my network.
Wait, hold on. Are you covering insurance? I thought you were private only. Do you take insurance?
Me?
Therapist? Yeah.
Oh, of course I take insurance.
Oh my God.
Yes,
wait,
I set it up.
Do we have insurance?
Yes, my God. This is exactly what I'm talking about. He just lets me deal with all the boring, like, life stuff. You know, yes, she's in our network. We have really good insurance.
Can I have permission to punch Lizard? It's the only thing that makes him go away, is punching him so hard in the head.
Yes, I'm not... You can... Actual villainous threats can be punched. I just don't want you to punch intangibles.
But here's the thing. Like, I don't know what this dude wants in this moment. Like, is he being villainous or is he just sort of here to get therapy? Because I feel like if he's here to get therapy, I shouldn't punch him, right? Because that's him trying to, like, turn
over. I feel like my boundaries with my mother could use some refreshments. Like, she's always asking for my help and asking so many questions. And I always pick up when she calls, even if it's in the middle of the night. But it's like, she did a good job raising me. Isn't that kind of effort right? But she's a little bit too much sometimes.
Stop stealing my therapy.
She's a little bit
too much. This therapy session from me.
Oh, yeah? Kick punch, kick punch.
Kick punch.
Kick punch.
Kick
punch, punch,
kick, punch,
kick, punch,
kick, punch,
kick, 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 punch, punch.
Lizard whip,
where?
My tail on your butt.
Jump, ow,
ow, tail on your butt,
ow,
tail on your butt,
ow, ow,
from my butt, butt shoot your butt, tail
on your butt, web, 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 web.
I think she's also aging, and I see what's coming down the path. And so, like, there's a little bit of hay. Should I go with this now? A little. Sheesh, can you give me some space? Does this sound like it's a problem?
Web, 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 web in your face.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Kick,
punch,
kick, punch, kick,
punch,
web, 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 sling around. Ow,
ow,
kick, punch,
yes, and
kick,
got
kick,
the web,
kick, punch,
my tongue. Spit it out. Now I have your wife.
Ew. Hey, let go of my wife.
Let go of your wife, you say.
I will fucking kill you if you don't let go of her right. Listen, I've webbed you up before, and I've caught you. I'm pulling punches because I don't like to. I want you to know that it.
Can I also say something to you, therapist, doctor?
Sure.
I kind of like it when he webs me up. I think I like him putting myself in positions where I kind of want to get webbed up.
What?
Like it makes me feel alive when he webs me up.
I need you to let go of Mary Jane. I'm
I
not
have your wife.
Kid.
Don't you want to web us up?
No, I have a knife.
I have your wife. Don't you? Oh, web us up.
This is not a web situation.
Web us up. Web
if I web
us
you up, will you let go of my wife?
Yes.
Web, 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 web.
Ah, I hate the webbing. No, I love the webbing.
Oh
it
God.
Gives me a secret thrill.
A BDSM thing.
Yes, kind of for me it is, yes.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not here to kink shame, but...
I can't wiggle out of this web.
Wait, have you been committing crimes just so that I would web you up?
Yes.
You just need to find, like, a kink community that...
I think...
Does it have to be me?
I don't know. I've tried asking a partner to wear a suit like you and use silly string, but it's not
silly
the same.
Silly string is not the same.
I need like
proprietary.
I think I need the stakes, honestly. I need the like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the risk for me.
Mm.
I tried
well,
doing
I feel
that.
Like we've made a lot of progress today. Therapist, is this good?
Very
I'm sorry,
good.
I didn't bother to learn your name.
Dr. Shelby.
Dr. Shelby.
That's my last name.
Mm, Dr. Shelby. Dr. Shelby Octavius?
No, Shelby is my last name.
Dr. Octavius Shelby.
Yes.
Okay. You promise me you're not Dr. Octopus.
I promise I am not Dr. Octopus.
Because you have to tell me if you're secretly a villain and you're using therapy to like get close to me.
I would not do that.
Okay, good. I feel
and
like I made a...
Do you think that I did a lot of research to find out which doctor we should use.
This is not your
you
realm,
think we
Mary
would,
Jane.
I would walk you into a villainous den?
I don't think you know when you're walking into a villainous den. They don't
oh,
exactly...
you don't think I know anything by now? You don't think I know? I've been chased by villains for 15 years.
And don't
years.
You think I fucking hate that? That is my fault. You would not have been chased for villains for 15
yeah,
years if it wasn't
for me.
This
is interesting. This is interesting. I think we need to dig down. But Mr. Lizard, could you leave and just leave your name with my receptionist? We'll get you a few sessions. Thank you so much.
And I will, I guess, web you up later and like away.
Well, now I don't know because I feel like maybe I'm not comfortable with that if it is sort of sexually tinged. Like we would need to have a conversation about.
Oh, it's not for me.
I know, but it still makes me feel a little bit.
Tell you what, here, take this. This is the
are
machine.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it doesn't come from my veins. It's a machine.
You're going to
like,
give me this web?
Well, just one of them, yeah.
Ooh.
I make a bunch of... Okay, wait,
web
stop.
Me up.
Okay,
I
yes,
web
but
me
not
up.
For crime.
No.
Oh, you have to promise me no crime.
No crime
this
with the
is
web.
For sex stuff only.
I'm going to write this on for sex stuff only.
Okay, good.
As a reminder to myself.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Lizard, lizard, lizard.
Maybe I just... are they all like this?
What?
Like...
Sessions?
No, villains.
Villains? Oh.
I thought you had to punch them to make them go away. And now I'm thinking maybe they have sort of deeper underlying issues and that me punching them is actually not the best solution to this.
Well, I would never go so far as to say all villains are any which way, but I assume that a lot of people find a path of evil because of, yes, some underlying issue, not just something that punch, 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 kick, kick goes away.
Sometimes you just want to punch, punch, kick them, though.
Well,
so much
sure.
easier.
I think Mary Jane could be right. That might be the 15-year-old spider boy. What does nearly 30-year-old Spider-Man want to do?
Honestly? He wants a massage every once in a while. His back doesn't feel the way like it did before. He wants to just sit on a couch and not worry about some ongoing cosmic war. He wants to think about the future, but he doesn't know if he'll be around. The sort of lifespan on heroes is constantly changing, and that is a scary thought. Being in the ground while you're still alive, and what am I doing every day? Putting both you and me at terrible risk. And yes, maybe one more bus isn't on fire, but us, what's more important, us or the bus? There's always a bus. Why do these buses keep catching on fire? Shouldn't somebody be dealing with that? It feels like that shouldn't just be my job. I'm just a man and I can't every problem catch. Someone is gonna slip through. Something is going to get by. But at the end of the day, I think I would just like a massage and not to be worrying that every time I leave the house, I might not come back and like a massage for my back. I just feel old, you know?
I'm sure you've been through a lot.
And it makes me feel like these villains, I keep getting older and these villains all stay the same. Like,
well, a lot of them are in thick disguises. I'm sure they're aging too.
Well, they don't show it, or they don't talk about showing it.
Well, I feel like that's maybe that's probably like a toxic pattern in your entire industry. It's just like a lot of you are not talking about the things that you actually have in common.
I mean, don't talk, we only fight. Usually late at night. And then we come home tired, and we come home mean. And the people we love fall apart at the seams. And we're slowly saving everyone's life but our own. There are problems out there, and we solve and bring new problems home. And honestly, sometimes I just think I should just hang up this mask. And then I think with great responsibility comes a great line of unending tasks. And I lie awake early in the morning thinking, my God, really, really, really could use a massage.
What will happen with Spider-Man and Mary Jane? Will they come to a new understanding in their relationship? Is Dr. Octavia Shelby a villain? Find out when we return to the second half of Crack, Marvel. Crack,
Boom!
MSU Marvel, Marvel Center. Off Book presents Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Crack, Boom.
Colin, crack, Boom. Bye. For now.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to Marvel, the Cinematic Universe presents Crack, Crack, Boom. Yep, Brett, that was it. You were playing it, and that turns out that that's the intro.
We turned out we liked it.
Listen, we're not going to recap this whole thing. We're in a therapist's office. Spider-Man's there. He and Mary Jane are going through some stuff. Let's leave them to it.
I want to try a little exercise, but I'm just going to... I think let's take a tiny break. I'm going to go ask my receptionist to get us some coffee and biscottis. I just think... Actually, I'm so sorry. Biscotti. I think the plural of biscotti is biscotti. Or is it biscotti?
It's such a funny word for a big, long, hard cookie.
I think it's biscotti. I think you can have a single biscotti and multiple biscotti. Yes.
Like Yoshi?
Yes. Well, Yoshi is...
Yoshi's?
Yoshi is a species, correct?
Like, Tyrannocoupa Yoshisaurus.
Oh my God, you guys should be married. Freaking talking about Yoshi is a... You two should be married. This is the kind of shit I hate. Okay, Mary Jane, let's try to keep the negativity out of here. Yes,
I would love
to. Can I tell
honestly,
you how many freaking videos about Yoshi speedrunning I've had to watch with this guy?
Well, I can't do it, so I want to watch it. It's fine if you don't want to watch it, but I don't have anyone else to talk to about it.
You know what? I feel like this is one of the things is like, I'm one of his only friends.
You're literally the only person that knows I'm Spider-Man, and that's got to be hard on you. Sorry. I think that would be hard.
It is hard. Yeah, I that's definitely a big... And actually, I do still want to take this break. I'm sorry.
Are we taking a break?
I do still want to take this break. I think we could all stretch our legs, use the restroom. I'm going to talk to my receptionist.
Great.
Cullen... Did you write down Lizard Brian?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Lizard Brian is scheduled for next week.
Now, Cullen, could you make a...
Isn't that shocking?
Cullen...
We found a new person so fast.
I don't know. Cullen, could you make a couple... I think let's get some flat whites going and some biscotti.
Did you... Okay. Thank you, by the way. I know that I've sort of brought in a bunch of biscotti.
Yes.
And I was like, people might like them. And you've been really doing your level best to give them out.
I enjoy it, but I do think, you know, it is... Whoever wants a biscotti on its own, it's a dunking cookie.
You must. It's too hard.
It's made to be dunked.
It's too hard. It's made to be dunked. There's fennel in these.
Fennel?
It's nice. It's just a little bit.
That's quite a swing.
Mm. Well, it's sort of, they got white chocolate on the outside and there's fennel inside. I feel like a little spice is nice.
Yeah. Did you
Isn't it shocking to put fennel inside of a biscotti?
I found it a little odd, but not shocking.
I think you'll like it. Okay, so three flat whites.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You have to remind me what a flat white is.
Sure.
I know it's got milk.
Sure. I'm happy to.
I'm not a coffee guy.
No, it's quite all right,
I eat biscotti alone. Isn't that shocking?
That is quite shocking, actually. As I said, I think of biscotti as strictly a dunking
yeah,
cookie.
Yeah, for sure.
A flat white. Did you know this, that in other parts of the world, brewed coffee is not really a thing?
Yes, in Europe, they're like...
And Australia.
If you add, you like, you have to add, like, pour over is a very special thing. Otherwise, they're just doing cappuccinos.
They're doing espresso based.
They're doing espresso.
They might be making an Americano.
Sure.
They're putting...
A lot of milk in that.
No milk in an Americano.
No milk at all in that.
No milk in an Americano. Sure. So a flat white is sort of like a great approximation of sort of, it gets us closer to a brewed coffee taste.
Great.
It does have milk.
A lot of espresso in that.
Yes.
In a flat white.
Yes. Well, all of these are espresso based drinks. So think of it as you pull a shot of espresso. You add water to it.
Hold on, let me write this down.
You add water to it. That's an Americano.
Espresso Hold on. Espresso plus water equals...
Americano. You do one...
Hold on. Americano. Okay.
You do one quick... Do you know macchiato? Actually...
That's the green grass.
No, that's matcha.
Okay, let me write this down.
Okay, so macchiato has been sort of changed in the way that it's presented in American chain coffee restaurants. Like a Starbucks macchiato is actually not what a macchiato is across...
Okay, sorry, subcategory. Starbucks
macchiato has way more dairy than a real macchiato. A macchiato actually just means little mark, which means you do a quick little mark of the steamed milk.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's shocking.
And a cappuccino is a shot of espresso with foam.
Cappuccino equals shot.
Plus foam.
Okay.
And a latte has steamed milk plus foam.
Wow.
Here's the thing. When grown-ups get a latte, I always stop and pause. Because as an adult, I find that drink quite odd.
Quite shocking, yeah.
It's really just a glass of milk. It's so much milk in there that I think if you really broke it down, it would stand up your hair.
It's a latte
of milk. It's a latte of milk. And if you ice it, that is just a bunch of milk. It's not even steamed or foamed.
It's like milk with water.
And that's real weird to me.
Yeah. I mean, so many kinds of coffee. Oh, no, I think you're right. That's the weirdest one.
I just think it's weird when an adult's like, can I have an iced latte? I'm like, you know that what makes a latte fun is that they're adding the heat and sort of body to the milk with the heating process. Mm-hmm. So if you're having an iced latte, what you are having is a tiny shot of espresso and a big cup of ice, and then you're just putting milk on top.
Milk and ice. You have an iced milk.
You're having iced milk with a tiny bit of coffee.
That's a shocking choice for an adult to make.
I agree.
So I'm making three flat whites.
Yes.
Those are
sort of like an in-between a cappuccino and a latte. It's so a lot less
milk. There's going to be some espresso. Mm-hmm. There's going to be milk in it.
There's, I believe, a little bit of water so that it's not just an espresso. It's almost like putting those things on top of an Americano.
Is the water gas, solid, or liquid?
Shocking question. I will finally use that word next, back to you. Liquid.
Okay. Not ice.
No.
Okay.
I don't think you should be making iced versions of hardly, like an iced any espresso-based beverage besides an iced Americano, to me, doesn't make much sense.
Mm.
Just get a cold brew.
You're so smart about coffee.
Thanks.
I wish I knew as much about anything as you know about coffee.
I think you do.
Maybe
I think you know lots.
Like what?
Do you think she needed the break or it was the break for us?
Probably a little of column A, a little of column B.
Hmm.
I mean, if I were a therapist, I think I would need a lot of breaks because I feel like people got to bring heavy stuff in here all the time, right?
Yeah, and we did book her for an atypical all-day session. You know, normally they're just an hour.
Well, sorry, but...
I know that's how your schedule works.
But today, Crime's taking a day off, I thought, until Lizard Brian showed up.
Well, that was honestly...
You know why, though, right?
He wanted to be webbed. I was here.
Oh, no, I mean why crime in general is taking a day off today.
Oh, no, I guess not.
Okay, so there's a big college basketball game, and weirdly, I have never met a villain that was not obsessed with
the quarterfinals of March Madness, and it's been very exciting because
I don't know.
For the first time in 13 years, there's not a single one or two seat in the quarterfinals.
You know about college basketball.
Yeah, I know so much about college basketball. I have lots of interest, you know? I have to cultivate so many things to do when you're not around.
The only people that I know that know about college basketball are villains. Like, across the board, they all know a ton about college basketball. So I guess I was surprised to find that you...
What are you saying?
No, nothing at all. I'm not saying...
What are you saying? Like, what's that tone? Are you implying that I've, like, gone villain because I know about...
God, no.
Because I know about UVA?
No, of... What is that? Ultraviolet?
University of Virginia ants? Just has a good team.
Okay.
God.
Because I've dealt with ultraviolet ants and they're no picnic.
This is like, I think honestly, this is one of the hardest parts is like nothing is like medium. There's never like a medium big deal.
I don't know what you mean.
Nothing is like on a scale of 1 to 10, a 5 for you.
Oh, okay.
Everything's through the roof. With
extreme.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe we could have a little disagreement.
I would love that.
A quibble that resolves in a few.
Like if I say the only people that I know about college basketball are villains, maybe you could just assume I'm not saying a villain is you.
Oh, wow. You're already turning it back on me.
Why are you not making this medium? Didn't that what you just said?
But I was like, you never make things medium. And you're like, how you just did that too? Why? I'm
just when you're a superhero. Medium is kind of a danger zone. You know, you either have to be totally off the radar or in everybody's home.
Right.
Medium is how you get killed or disappear.
Sure.
I guess that's probably the fear I have of being just
medium. Why can't it be medium?
Why would I prefer it to be medium all day, all the time? I'd love if it was back at
no, it's
you.
Fine. That's what we're here for.
I just want you to know that I'd never in a million years would think that you're a villain.
It's just you think our therapist is a villain.
Well,
you think our doorman is a villain.
Well,
you think my cousin is a villain. You think my brother is a villain.
In my defense.
You think the grocer is a villain.
Okay, well, chef was wearing a big fish bowl on his head, and I was like, are you Mysterio? And he said, no, I'm not Mysterio.
That one time the baby
and it definitely was Mysterio. So yes, I guess I probably think too many people in our lives are villains. Again, that's fair.
Can't be medium.
Can it just be me? We should probably not be doing this away from the therapist.
I kind of feel like maybe that's what she wanted. Mm. It is what I wanted. I was at the door the whole time.
Oh, hi. Sorry.
Sometimes I find that with especially new clients, there's a little bit of hesitancy. And sometimes they can speak deeper truths when I'm not there.
That makes sense. So most people don't schedule all day.
No.
12 hours therapy sessions.
No, no. Mary Jane's been trying to get this scheduled for ages. And your schedule is just all over
it's
the
just,
place.
Can I be honest? Most days by this time, I would have had three or four sort of alerts.
But because of the corner finals where there's not a one or two seat for the first time in 13
my
years.
My spider sense has been tingling about crime, but it's low level stuff. I don't have to worry that it's still, like, I don't get out of bed for anything more than a bus on fire, which, by the way, all the time. Sorry. I know that. Trying to stop spiraling about the same things over and over.
Here's
and over again.
Some biscotti and a couple of flat whites.
Does this have fennel in it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And I dunk it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The fennel, my new receptionist, Cullen, it's only his first week, kept saying it was shocking, which I thought, well, I don't know if it's shocking, but what did he say? Well, he just kept using the word shocking. Oh, no. Ugh.
Is
go
he,
ahead.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, I want you to. I mean, if it's him, you haven't been able to find him.
Your receptionist might be the shocker.
No.
When'd you
Cullen?
Hire him? When'd you hire him?
5 days ago.
Real low gravelly voice?
Yeah.
Wears a lot of yellow?
Yeah.
Big watches that when you ask him about him, you're like, yo, dude, are those watches? He says, yes, but in a way that makes you suspect they're not watches.
Yes. And also, when I went home 2 nights ago, he laughed to himself, one in the pink, one in the stink.
Well, that doesn't tell me anything. That's extremely funny. Anyone that could... I would... Honestly, it's weirder to me if someone says that and you don't laugh at it.
I'm just saying he did say that. I'm just giving you that information.
Yeah, he's probably the shocker.
Go ahead.
Huh.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and what?
Go ahead and stop him.
From what?
Well, I don't know. Don't you just stop villains all the time?
No, if I was just stopping villains all the time, you would never see me.
I
only stop them when they're doing crimes.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
I mean, if I saw him, like, hanging around a pet store, I'd watch him because I'd be like, this guy's about to shock a bunch of dogs, which is messed up, right?
Absolutely. And I, like, here's the thing that I struggle with is, like, I want you to stop them.
Yeah.
I just, it's not like I don't want him to be heroic. I just wish he would be heroic. I don't know.
In our relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Like, I honestly, at this point, don't even know if I want to be heroic. I feel like part of me would love to take off this mask and tell you and everyone else my real name and just let Spider-Man be dead or let someone else do it. It'd be way easier.
Well.
But like, who else can do like flips and is so good at this? Right?
I don't think anyone can be Spider-Man in this dimension and time and place like you. You're the Spider-Man we have. But like, if you wanted to take some of your time back, I think you could. But then, would I still love you like I do?
That's my other concern.
I fell in love with a hero, that's true. Part of what made me fall in love with you was that the hero thing is the thing you always do. With your great power came my great love.
With my great power came your great love.
With your great power came my great love. With your great power I fell in love.
Like you say that you want a new life for me, and honestly that's great, but are you still in love with the Spider-Man who just sells real estate? The Spider-Man who knows about socks and wears a suit every day, and he doesn't flip and he doesn't kick and he doesn't ever save the day.
That guy is not for me. That's not the spider in my heart. You see, I know
the solution in my mind. Can I find a way to be Spider-Man but just part-time?
With your great power came my great love. With your great power
came my great love.
And I fell in love
with your great power. The dam it slowly cracks, and we are running out of time. We're stretched to the brink, and I'm worried that I'm gonna break as the dam cracks too soon. The water that's the power will flow out. Crack, crack.
Could I wear the suit for you? Could I sometimes wear the suit for you?
If it's you, I don't know, that would worry me too. And also if I'm having a day off as Spider-Man,
and if I have a day on as Spider-Man,
I need somebody else to pick up the suit.
Your great power came my great love.
Soon, and when the dam breaks, boom,
crack, crack, boom.
But I feel like that would be a good solution for us, right? If I could find someone to do the hero stuff a couple of days, then I wouldn't have to worry about that. I wouldn't have to wait for a day that there's a college basketball game and I could be like fully present and we could try some drinks that aren't Mountain Dew. Sorry, I hate to ask. These are the only cookies you have. You know, like Dunkaroos or like.
These are the, it's just, we only have biscotti.
Yes, I'll try it. I've never heard one before. Oh, this is good as hell.
Yeah, see?
I thought adult cookies were just like bad because they're like cookies, but for adults.
I feel like you've really like hung on to the childlike aspects of your life because you desperately want to be cared for. And so you've been like, if I can sometimes still act like a 15-year-old boy, then I don't have to have all the weight of the world on me.
It's like the one time I don't have to. It's the one time someone is looking out for me and I'm not taking care of the
world. You know, I'll still look out for you even if you like have adult interests and tastes.
That's honestly so nice to hear.
Yeah.
And I think I could do a better job of trying adult things that maybe don't suck just because they are adult things. I mean, I know some of them, like taxes is work. There's no fun version of taxes.
Sure.
But like wine is good. Like we like wine.
Yeah.
I don't have to only drink, you know, vodka mixed with cactus cooler. That you have to admit is pretty good.
It's
like a bright orange drink, and I get that it's probably embarrassing for you when I order it at like a fancy dinner.
Yeah.
Because most restaurants, especially in New York, do not have cactus cooler.
That's right.
Ugh. I'm going to put up a job posting. How do I do this? You know what? Stargazer has a kid that he's been working with a long time.
That's
maybe
the thing
he's
is
a good
like,
fit for this.
We suddenly, like every year, we're learning about more heroes. I feel like you just need to make more and more allies. It's so crazy that this timeline that you're in doesn't have an Avengers, and yet you've popped to
we
other.
We refuse to work together.
It's just like
straight up don't get
that
along.
That part keeps like crunching my head because there's other timelines we're aware of now that have this
well,
group.
We were well. Here's
with,
the
like,
thing,
all
right?
This support.
There was this one day where a bunch of aliens came and we all fought. To fight back the invasion.
Yeah.
We famously did not collaborate in that fight.
I know.
We all randomly ended up at one shawarma restaurant together and did not say a word to each other.
This is like, they're all like, they're, well, I don't use all sweeping statements, but so many of these hero types have this same sort of like, I have to do it alone. I'm
oh
like,
my
wait
God.
A second.
Have you tried having a conversation with Bruce Banner? It's basically impossible.
Oh, I actually... We used to date. I shouldn't tell.
Oh, my God.
I shouldn't tell you that.
Whoa. You dated the Hulk?
Let me tell
you.
You
know what I'm going to ask, right?
I know. And yes, 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 that Hulk can smash. But this is, it's really not
right,
about
that's
me.
Probably not something you should. You got to know the Hulk can smash. And it didn't, like...
Hurt?
Kill you?
No.
Okay, good.
Just have to really work your way up and take your time. The best way to do it is to start having sex with Bruce and then kind of insult him while he's in you. And then
make him mad.
Make him mad, while make him mad, make him mad. Yeah. Oh yes, that Hulk can smash. Yes, 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 that Hulk can smash.
And he's like...
This is really,
that would make me,
really shouldn't be talking about this.
But can I honestly, not to talk about that, that's personal.
Yes.
I don't mean to dive into it.
I just
it.
Mean as a therapist, you're supposed to remain as neutral as
that
possible.
That level of trust is incredible.
Well, he's a beautiful man.
I guess I would just be so...
Both versions, honestly. The Hulk is a sweetheart.
Maybe I should reach out to that guy, too. Maybe we could work together. I don't know. I always just assumed it was impossible.
Oh, no. He's...
But, like, this was the Hulk.
I just...
That Hulk can smash, yeah?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, that Hulk can smash.
It was just so good. I wanted to give you an opportunity to say question.
Yes.
Does he just own a ton of clothes?
So many clothes.
Yeah.
But
I don't
he's
think
great
the fast
thrifting.
Fashion industry. Oh, he's thrift.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, he's maybe one of the only people that like, I sort of get it.
Yeah.
If I had to buy a new t-shirt every day,
no,
I wouldn't
want to
spend
thrifting.
$20 for a t-shirt either.
And a lot of like repairing, putting things back together because he knows he's just going to smash right out of them again.
I could make that guy like...
A friend.
Yeah, but also shirts that don't rip when they grow to 5 times their size.
Oh, yeah. Use science.
This stuff is really stretchy.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, he doesn't need to be in purple cutoffs. He doesn't need to
No, he just has a bunch of big purple pants that sort of become cutoffs.
He just has so many purple pants.
A lot of purple pants.
A lot of purple pants, a lot of purple pants. A lot of purple pants, a lot of purple pants. A lot of purple pants, a lot of purple pants. And oh, that
Here are your three flat whites.
Oh, thank you, Cullen.
Thank you, Cullen. You're the shocker. We all know it. What? No,
we know what? You're the shocker.
No.
We know you're the shocker, but my husband here has decided to wait because you're not actively doing anything villainous.
That's so good. You really kicked my ass last time. Yeah, sure did.
Yeah, you
did. Do you know, by the way?
What?
That your name is a thing that, like, kids... It's like a sex thing that kids say about putting two fingers in the pink and one in the stink.
What?
Yeah, it's called the shocker. There's like I have a t-shirt about it. I don't wear it anymore. Mary Jane made me get rid of it.
Well, it was just like a hat on the hat. It was like, it was also trying to be like a physics joke at the same time. It was like, oh, the Doppler effect.
Look, WooTees.com doesn't always get it right. Sometimes they miss.
Talk about fast fashion.
Yeah.
You can't be just getting joke tees every day.
I'm trying to turn around my life as an assistant.
That's amazing.
I was outside a pet store the other day and I was looking at a dog thinking you were going to shock the dog. No, I would never shock a bunch of dogs.
That's nice.
I was thinking, man, it would be nice to just have a 9-to-5.
A little
sort
stability.
Of what I've been saying.
Yeah. I think that's really going to be possible for... I think that could be possible for everybody here, yeah.
I would love to do this again, but 12 hours is so long. So maybe like next year?
No. I think I'd love to get you on sort of... Well, weekly would be ideal, but if that's too difficult, we could do bi-weekly. And by that, I mean the one that means every other week, twice a month.
Twice a month.
Mm-hmm. For just a regular hour session.
I think I could do that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think I could do that. I'm going to reach out to Stargazer about getting some more coverage. Yeah. I think I need to for like every aspect of my life.
You need some crew. You need some backup.
I would like to try a Yoshi speedrun so I don't have to just talk to you about it all the time because you clearly don't want to hear about it.
Well, it's important to make sure your partner is in all things to you. And it sounds like Mary Jane is a little too much for
you. Except for a villain. She's everything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's fine, right?
What?
She doesn't like... The problems are entirely me.
No. I just think your problems are like the big stakes that we...
Yeah. That sounds right. Someone else can deal with the buses, right?
Listen, I'm not here to tell you.
I just need someone else to tell me that
goes.
Like I don't have to work. Like they catch fire so much. You know what? I think what I'm learning here is that some problems aren't punched in a day. That this is going to be like an ongoing thing.
Yes, I would say that all intangible problems can't be punched away.
And even some of the tangible ones are sort of more complicated than I at first thought.
And
like
a lot
Brian's
of them...
got a lot going on. Oh, by the way, shockers, you know that Liz and Brian just have like a weird web fetish?
Did you know that, shocker?
Yeah, I think I'm learning this now. Did you know that, doctor?
I did. Well, I was here for it, yes.
Okay. Shocking, really. This one doesn't feel like a cinematic ending. It doesn't feel like the bad guy's gone and gone away.
No, this one doesn't end in a big fight with supernatural powers, explosions at night.
Sometimes you see the problem coming. And it's a slow thing and you patch it up before the end.
And sometimes it's just patterns you deal with. Learning how to make the big stuff feel more medium.
Let's patch up the cracks before the boom. If we can stop the boom, that would be ideal.
Let's patch up the cracks before the boom. I'll keep patching each crack too. Let's go out and celebrate. Let's have a little date.
We can maybe go to a tapas place.
Great.
We've been talking about for a while. And even though they have won the basketball game, I'll greet it with a smile.
That sounds perfect. To that I say yes. I didn't get all dolled up in this green, green dress.
We can patch up a crack. Spider-Man and Mary Jane continue to improve on their relationship? Will Clark, Stargazer's apprentice, be tapped to be the hero he's wanted to be?
Will Cullen return to a shocking life of villainy? Find out.
Will Lizard Brian find a consensual kink community and stop doing crime? Find out maybe the answers to these on the next episode of Marvel, the Cinematic Universe! Smashes it, not just the Hulk.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
Give it up for Dana Wiggins on the Stickins, the boom from the other room.
If you want to support this show and the other episodes of this show, check out offbookclubhouse.com. Everything you need to know is right there. Thank you, Sleepy Babies. We'll see you next week.